97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The strong steel and aluminum industry are vital to our national security. Absolutely vital.
Yeah, that was Donald Trump back when he was still president of the United States, when he used tariffs to protect the United States steel industry. And Granite City Steel over here, which is a U.S. steel-owned plant, reopened when Donald Trump was president. Now there's a question about whether or not U.S. Steel should be sold to a Japanese company. And we've got Lydia Hugh from Fox Business with us this morning, who's reporting on this. Lydia, welcome back. How are you?
Hi. Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning.
Yeah, so is this may be something, at least in policy, that Trump and Harris agree on? Is that right?
Yeah. How interesting is that? You know, of all the issues and how far apart our candidates are, former President Donald Trump and Kamala Harris agree that U.S. Steel should remain American-owned and operated. And that's also something that our current president, Joe Biden, has echoed as well. And we even have reports coming out just last week that he is preparing to act to block the acquisition of U.S. Steel by Japanese-based Nippon Steel. And I'm telling you, I'm in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh area now, the past couple of days, talking to the actual workers of U.S. Steel to get their reaction. And opinions are very much mixed on the topic, Mark. There are workers that say, look, we want to continue to work for U.S. Steel as an American company, so we agree that the deal should be blocked. But there are quite a few workers that actually support this deal, this acquisition by Nippon Steel. It is really fascinating.
Yeah, and I could be wrong, Lydia, but the reason that Trump and Harris both support this are fueled by different reasons, right? Trump believes having an American company own American steel is important because if we ever went to war again, we're going to need certain plants that produce the kind of steel you would use in a warship, for example. It seems to me the Harris side is siding more with labor, correct?
Yeah. The Harris side and the Democrats are very much signaling that they want to support the union.
Yeah.
When I say the union, we're talking about the United Steelworkers and really the top brass there. I mean, they have a close relationship, and you even have the likes of, you know, Senator John Fetterman, who's saying, look, we as the Democrats, we want to do whatever the union wants us to do, and we'll support that. So the union leader, President Mr. David McCall, I've spoken to him before. You know, he, from the very beginning when this deal was announced, said he would do everything that he could to kill this deal. That's becoming pretty tricky for the elected leaders now because you got U.S. Steel CEO David Burritt, who's kind of pushing back on that. He said, look, if you kill this deal, if you kill this investment from Nippon, the future of U.S. Steel becomes somewhat in jeopardy. You know, this could mean long-term the closure of plants, the loss of jobs. He's saying they need the investment. They need the capital from Nippon. So it's a balancing act at this point, you know, supporting the union and what they want because they've telegraphed for so long they want this deal done, but really they want it killed, you know, finished. But if they do that, if Biden blocks it, that could mean the loss of jobs, according to U.S. Steel CEO.
It seems like there could be a loss of jobs regardless of what happens. I mean, the steelworkers you've talked to about this who are in favor of the deal going through, the acquisition deal, is that their main concern is that if the deal is blocked, that they'll lose their job?
Yeah, I mean, the issue here, particularly in the Mon Valley region of Pennsylvania, is kind of the antiquated assets. Like, the mills are old, and they need to be updated to be competitive. And what they like about the Nippon deal is that Nippon is offering an injection of billions of dollars to upgrade their facilities in a way that U.S. Steel just can't do. So when they hear that, they think better working conditions, more efficient production, better jobs for the long term. And they think that that means more job security to remain competitive on a global stage. That's why they're very interested and want to see this deal happen.
Yeah, Lydia, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for the information.
Oh, you got it. Anytime.